A Vancouver area woman is on the hook for nearly $57,000 following a court order that found her liable for not paying a construction management fee as well as for defamation. Jun Liu had agreed to hire her then-friend Emma Wong through Wang's company, Good Castle Real Estate Development Limited, to act as construction manager for a new residential property in West Vancouver. The two did not sign a written contract for the work, according to a recent BC Supreme Court decision. But Wong said she wasn't fully paid for her services and claimed defamation by Liu. Liu filed a counterclaim alleging Wong owed her for services she'd provided and that Wong defamed her. However, while Wong was ordered to pay $3,150 to Liu for research Liu did for a construction site for Wong, Liu bore the brunt of the decision. All her other claims against Wong were rejected, while Wong was awarded $52,544 for the construction management fees and another $7,500 for defamation. Wong argued the two had agreed Liu would pay $112,000 for her fees, while Liu contended the amount was actually $50,000. Evidence for the disagreement came in part through translation of WeChat messages between the two. In the message, Liu agreed to pay $50,000 with GST, $50,000. This was described by Liu as meaning either $50,000 with GST or $50,000 in cash. Wong suggested it was to pay $50,000 twice. Justice Carla Forth sided with Wong, after a certified translator testified that Liu's insertion of, or, didn't work with the translation. Liu advanced in a countersuit several of her own claims of unpaid work done for Wong and her companies, including a $48,070 commission for real estate services. Liu claimed Wong went behind her back to buy a West Vancouver property, but Forth found Liu did not show the two had an exclusive deal for Liu to find her a house. And the legal deadline for Liu to claim the commission had passed in 2019, Forth added. She also argued she'd done bookkeeping work for Good Castle through her numbered company, 0737096 BC Limited, and another company, Sunnymead Construction Limited, that she set up for Wong and did bookkeeping for. She pinned that cost at a combined $12,600, but Forth noted the numbered company was the entity that held the claim to that money, and neither it nor Sunnymead were a party to the lawsuits. What's more, the bookkeeping claim against Good Castle had also passed its legal deadline. Liu also claimed $67,050 in referrals she had made to Wong for construction management work. However, Forth found Liu's schedule of the fees to be inconsistent with the contracts for the cases. Wang's claims of defamation made via YouTube videos fell short, Forth found. But Wong was successful in her defamation claims regarding two WeChat posts. Liu said in one post that the person suing her would soon also be sued and claimed that person cheated others out of up to $300,000 in their investments by placing costs in the books of other companies and income under herself. The post included a picture of the cover page of the lawsuit, identifying Wong and Good Castle as those suing her. Wong denied the allegations in the WeChat post. Liu also used WeChat to share an anonymous text she claimed to have received alleging Wong committed commercial fraud, and called Wong a deceitful contractor, though she redacted the address and names to not identify Wong or Good Castle in the WeChat post. Forth found the WeChat posts, which she described as containing serious allegations, were defamatory and were referencing Wong. Liu's defamation claim against Wong, by contrast, was deficient, Forth said. Liu had claimed Wong said bad words about her, specifically that she charged too much for accounting work.